And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 3rd of June, 2012. It's the birthday of Allen Ginsberg, born Newark, New Jersey, 1926. When he was 17, his freshman year at Columbia, Ginsberg was introduced to Jack Kerouac and William S. Burroughs, who were older. They were not in school. They were experimenting with drugs. They were trying to write. Ginsberg said they encouraged him to think for himself and not worry about conforming. 10 years later, he moved to San Francisco, where he was introduced to the poetry scene by Kenneth Rexroth, and he began work on a poem that would later be called Howl, a poem in which the length of a line was based on how much he could say in one breath. Today, it's one of the most recognized poems in literature. It sold nearly 1 million copies. He read a draft of the poem Howl at the Six Gallery on an October night in 1955 in San Francisco. Another poet who was there that night said the crowd left standing in wonder, knowing at the deepest level that a barrier had been broken, that a human voice and body had been hurled against the harsh wall of America. Lawrence Ferlinghetti had been at the reading, and the next day Ginsberg got a telegram from him at City Lights Press, which said, "Please send manuscript." Howl was published by City Lights the following year, 1956, and a year later, the publisher and the bookstore manager, who had sold the book to a couple of undercover cops, stood trial for obscenity. Most of the country had never heard of Allen Ginsberg until that trial, which caused a huge sensation. There was a story in Life magazine, and it made him famous. The judge returned a landmark ruling, said that although he himself was a God-fearing Sunday school teacher, he recognized that the poem had redeeming social importance. The poem, beginning with the famous lines, "I saw the best minds of my generation destroyed by madness, starving, hysterical, naked, dragging themselves through the Negro streets at dawn, looking for an angry fix, angel-headed hipsters burning for the ancient heavenly connection to the starry dynamo in the machinery of night." It's the birthday of Larry McMurtry, born just outside Wichita Falls, Texas, 1936, raised in nearby Archer City, came from three generations of ranchers. Larry McMurtry, who wrote Lonesome Dove and other historical novels, and novels that became popular movies, Terms of Endearment and The Last Picture Show. Larry McMurtry operated a used bookstore in Washington, D.C., and then he moved it to Archer City, 500,000 books in 4 separate buildings. This August, the store will host an enormous public auction of 350,000 books. And it's the birthday of the writer who put sex in the romance novel, Kathleen Woodiwiss, born in Alexandria, Louisiana, 1939. It was the success of her book, The Flame and the Flower, in 1972 that transformed the romance genre. Here's a poem for today by Allen Ginsberg, Fourth Floor, Dawn, Up All Night, Writing Letters. Pigeons shake their wings on the copper church roof, out my window, across the street. A bird perched on the cross surveys the city's blue-gray clouds. Larry Rivers will come at 10 a.m. and take my picture. I'm taking your picture, pigeons. I'm writing you down, dawn. I'm immortalizing your exhaust, Avenue A bus. Oh, thought. Now you'll have to think the same thing forever. Allen Ginsberg's poem, Fourth Floor, Dawn, Up All Night, Writing Letters, from his collected poems, 1947 to 1997, published by Harper Perennial Modern Classics, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. You can join its centennial celebration and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, edited by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.